The Standard. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove? Okay, you chant anything, people will join in. Canada. 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night. And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
In processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
Oh, it has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
He's getting beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De Sean Watson, pase, touchdown, Clemson, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, the happiest of Thursdays. It's May 31st, 2018. Thanks for joining us here on the program. So many things to get to today. We have the NBA Finals beginning tonight. We have the craziest story of the month via NBA Twitter. NBA Twitter is great. Major League Baseball Twitter is great, but NBA Twitter is taking the cake right now. The NFL is being a stick in the mud on Twitter. This is why the NBA Twitter is amazing. We have new developments in the Twitter scandal of the century. Should we call it the process Twitter?
The process
Twitter is melted down.
It has. It truly has. And Kwok, why would you expect the NFL, the No Fun League, to have any fun on Twitter? They're not going to have fun on Twitter.
Don't they ban accounts for, like, they won't let you post highlights of their...
Probably. Oh, yeah, no, they do.
You post highlights. They make you take them down and stuff. You post highlights of games.
There's nothing crazier. You can talk about MLB Twitter, and it's fine. It's cute little Twitter. NBA Twitter is insane. The drama is flowing. It is a reality show at all times. You never know what's going to happen. And this proves it.
We have so much to discuss today. A lot of college baseball later in the show. We've got Tim Corbin's going to join us at 2:05, the head coach of Vanderbilt, talk about the Commodores and returning to Clemson again. Re-returning to Clemson.
Another one.
And actually, I'm going to ask him, and I'm going to ask Greg Starbuck at 2:25, if while we're all complaining, why are they doing this, doesn't it make it easier because you just scouted this team a year ago? You just scouted this program a year ago. So you could just like dust off your old notes and stuff, and probably a lot of it still works.
That's what I'm intrigued. That's what I want to ask him. What does he see as the big difference between Clemson last year and Clemson this year? What presents more of a challenge? you know, that kind of thing. So I'm really curious as to what he says about that and just being back at Clemson. Very excited to talk to Coach Corbin. And shout out to my cousin who got us the interview, Family Connections, a former pitcher at Vanderbilt. Coach Corbin, really gracious with his time to come on with us today.
Yeah, really excited about that. Really both those interviews to get dueling perspectives.
Right, and Brian Edwards, 105.
Brian Edwards going to join us at 105 as well, talking Las Vegas. Probably a lot of NBA win totals, that sort of thing. Get excited about that. We got a lot going on here on the program. I want to begin with this, though, because there is, honestly, there's nothing crazier than what's happening on Twitter. And I want to ask this question, because regardless of who is running these accounts, it's somebody in the Sixers, and it is going to get really, really bad in Philly. Like, really, really bad. No one trusts anyone. Backstabbing to death.
Before we get into the weeds with all this drama, and I've seen the recent development, Kwok, and oh my gosh. Does this... I saw some storylines. I saw a narrative that this could sway LeBron away from Philly. Is that possible?
It could.
That burner accounts from Brian Colangelo could really make LeBron not choose Philly? Really?
We need to talk about LeBron today, too, because... The craziest thing that I heard yesterday was something that made a little bit of sense about LeBron.
We have to discuss that.
Discuss
you and I both
too.
Were watching this hot take with jaws on the floor.
Yeah. But then we both looked at each other and we're like, meh. Okay.
It kind of makes sense.
So we'll get to that. But to begin, 654 Roar, if you want to get in, 654-7627 on the Northland Communication phone lines. You want to get in on the program today, 986-1566, 986-1566, the Health Air text line, transform your body 90 days, I dare you, with the Health Air, at Kwok Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar on Twitter, if you'd like to get with us as well during the program. So if you haven't been following this story, there are a couple of things that you really need to know about what I'm calling the process Twittergate 2018, because you have to have gate in the back end of everything that happens as scandalous now, even if it doesn't make sense. If someone steals the fence around your house, you could call it Gate. It works. You got to use gate at the end. You have to. It's a rule. It's a thing. So the process Twittergate is a story that came out on The Ringer, and we began to discuss it yesterday. When the news broke about the return of Marquise Reed and the return of Shelton Mitchell, if you want to get our thoughts on those, we can talk about that today. We talked about it extensively yesterday in the third hour of the show, and you can hear that via podcast at whatever point of the day you want to do that. WCCPFM.com, click the link. Also, you can search WCCP on iTunes. Be able to do that. So anyway, we were discussing it yesterday, and then we were interrupted by what could only be described as excellent news. So we just punted it till today. And this is one of the weirdest stories that you could possibly imagine. The title of the story is The Curious Case of Brian Colangelo and the Secret Twitter Account. And it goes on to detail, in great detail, how much trouble the 76ers as an organization and Brian Colangelo exclusively could be in if this is all true. Now, this is the Cliff Notes version of the story. I encourage you to go to The Ringer to try and parse out the details of the story for yourself. But we encourage you to read the whole thing. This is sort of the Cliff Notes. Brian Colangelo, whose dad, Jerry Colangelo, is a legend in NBA and basketball front office circles. He was very involved in the Olympics. He is one of the reasons that Duke does a lot of pace and space right now, because Mike Krzyzewski saw how much it worked with Colangelo. He's responsible for little pace and space, the Euro style, bringing it to the United States. He was heavily involved with the Phoenix Suns when Mike D'Antoni was hired there. Then again, went to Toronto. Brian Colangelo was in Toronto, was replaced by Masai Ujiri, who these Twitter accounts generally hate. And now he is with the Sixers for the last two seasons, making some questionable decisions and moves that many feel threatened to derail the process. We'll go through these bullet points. We were going through these again when the news broke about Reed and Mitchell yesterday. There are as many as five, and maybe more as this continues to develop, Twitter accounts that an anonymous source linked to the Ringer's Ben Dietrich sort of told him to check the patterns on these Twitter accounts. These unbelievably strange coincidences in the way that they tweet. And this is the allegation that Brian Colangelo, who is the president of basketball operations for the 76ers, have used these burner Twitter accounts that are more difficult to trace than you would, you wouldn't just put your name on, to criticize NBA players, including some of his own. Joel Embiid, Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel. Publicly debate coaching decisions from the Sixers. Publicly sort of go after Brett Brown. Criticize the former GM of the Sixers, Sam Hinkie, who drafted Embiid, Okafor, and Noel. Publicly criticize Masai Ujiri. Did a lot of that during the playoffs. Asking where does this fallout come? Where does it fall on Ujiri that the Raptors choked away the playoff series? He sort of leaked the 2017 trade where the Sixers traded up to get Markelle Fultz at number one. And then he blamed Markelle Fultz and not the organization, and also blamed his inner circle, his personal basketball helper or whatever, family friend, for his shooting and a bit of the yips, and try to deflect criticism there. And then he also used it to disclose medical information about Jahlil Okafor by repeatedly suggesting that Okafor failed a physical, which was never actually a thing that was proven, that people around the league think it's kind of made up, that he failed a physical, and so there were some trades at the deadline a couple years ago that were derailed. He also gossiped about Embiid and Fultz's medical statuses to members of the Philadelphia media.
But mind you, this is all somewhat allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Right.
Because Colangelo said to Yahoo, quote, "Someone's out to get me. This is clearly not me."
Now, here's the biggest piece of this. And I want to broaden this a little bit.
He has not confessed.
I don't want to spend an hour on Brian Colangelo, because this becomes a bigger deal than Colangelo, and we can have some fun with this as well, thinking about characters in sports that probably have burner Twitter accounts. We know Kevin Durant has done this on Instagram and other places,
yes,
to try to deflect criticism. So we need to look at the archetype of Kevin Durant, Brian Colangelo, sort of quiet figures that don't publicly defend themselves all that much, that might be engaged in a war to protect against character assassination privately under the guise of private citizens unconnected. But the biggest piece of evidence here is that after the Ringer contacted the Sixers, and the Sixers basically gave him a non-response response, within hours of that, three of the accounts that they accused of being affiliated were all privatized. So if it wasn't somebody with the Sixers, how did that happen? They were public accounts, Kelly. And within hours of reporting this thing back to Colangelo and his front office, whether Colangelo did it himself or whether Colangelo had an all-staff meeting and said, who is responsible for this, or whether somebody else with access to Colangelo's inner thoughts, somebody who's tapped into his brain, secretary, what have you, is responsible for this, three of the accounts became private. That's the most damning piece of evidence. Now, that's circumstantial, but it's certainly a lot of smoke for there not to be some fire there. I'm just saying. And the reason this is bad is because if you look at some of these tweets, and I want to read them all, but some of these tweets, like this one, I'm just going to take sort of the big picture on this, Kelly. This Eric Jr. Twitter account is really interesting. It says, Jahlil Okafor from February 2017 talks about when he's not playing. He's been held out of games, not playing. And so this Eric Jr. account that's been sort of linked to Colangelo says, ask Ja if he passed other team physical. He will not say not to lose other chance. But I bet the farm it's what's happened. So he's suggesting that Jahlil Okafor was going to be traded, but he did not pass a physical. Then you've got other ones that are blasting Sam Hinkie where there's a story criticizing on a website called LibertyBallers.com. Brian Colangelo's been misleading and untrustworthy on injuries as Sixers GM. This is what he responded to, a comment that says, "This clown going ruin everything at Hinkie built." Now, Sam Hinkie's a guy that traded off every good player multiple times and accumulated 52 draft picks and started what was known as the process and then got fired. Wrote a rambling manifesto about the process where he cited every single random reference under the sun. Frankly, it was the departure letter version of OOB, if you want to be honest about it. He was pulling stuff out of everywhere to just throw in this thing. Eric Jr. says, "Clown, why? What did Hinkie build? My gosh, the biased insanity. Ripping Hinkie." There are some others on here that attempt to draw connections to Brian Colangelo's son, where this account is tweeting and retweeting things from the University of Chicago basketball program where his son plays. Others are critical of players. Others are critical of Ujiri. Others are critical of coaches. There's all kinds of these things.
But please tell us the craziest part of this.
The craziest part is there was a point on Twitter last night where people got screenshots of tweets from the Eric Jr. account that were posted.
Which is the burner account.
Right. At the same time that Brian Colangelo was actually speaking to, I don't know who.
He was doing a press conference.
He did a press conference. So during the press conference, Eric Jr. was tweeting. So it could have been Colangelo at that point. So that begs the question, who is, with very high up access, who is tweeting on these Brian Colangelo burner accounts? It turns out that three of the five accounts that have all been linked together by... This is an analytic thing where they can look at speech patterns and things of that nature.
This is ridiculous.
A lot like when you try to find plagiarism in papers. You look at speech pattern, things like that, computer. So people are doing this, and they say this can't be, like, these have to be the same people. Three of them have a phone number ending in 91 associated with them. Guess who has a phone number that ends in 91 as evidenced by a letter sent out or an email sent out to parents of the PTA. Brian Colangelo's wife.
The story gets better and better and better.
It is now possible that the wife of the president of basketball operations of the Philadelphia 76ers has operated multiple Twitter burner accounts to try to protect her husband's reputation by soiling the reputations of players drafted by his predecessor that are awfully important, by trying to leak classified information that, in the way that, not classified information like at a federal level, but classified information that you would want to protect because it's confidential medical information or because it makes you as an organization look bad, but it might make Brian Colangelo look pretty good. In other words, the Markelle Fultz injury. Do you blame Markelle Fultz? Do you blame the Sixers for drafting him? These Twitter accounts blame Fultz and his inner circle for the issues with Fultz's shot.
Quack, she's standing by her man. You know? What else can you ask from her?
Critical of Joel Embiid when Ben Simmons becomes a star. Embiid's a whiny little baby, essentially, is what these Twitter accounts were saying. In fact, Embiid went back to the Eric Jr. account and liked a bunch of tweets that were critical of him. That's
Joel
really
Embiid
fun.
Is so petty.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
so petty.
So this is happening. Critical of the predecessor. So in other words, people are saying Colangelo shouldn't have played, hurt players, blah, blah, blah. Colangelo got a terrible return for Nerlens Noel. Colangelo traded Jahlil Okafor for Trevor Booker and then cut Booker. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Which, thank you, as a Pacer fan, thank you. Trevor was very instrumental down the stretch and made games more fun for me. This is so bizarre. And more than anything else, this has ramifications for the NBA offseason because how do any players trust Colangelo? Because if it wasn't him, it was somebody higher up, and there's some mole or there's somebody with access to high levels of information that knew the Fultz trade was going down, that knew the particulars of Jahlil Okafor's trade situation, maybe more than the public did, that knows the coaching staff's comings and goings and is critical of them, that knew what was going on in the front office before Brian Colangelo got there and is critical of that. somebody's out there tweeting your innermost personal, I don't know, things about your franchise. This is very bizarre. We'll continue to discuss this, including this question, because obviously we know that Brian Colangelo is not the only one. Which personalities in sports are most likely to be defending themselves with fake burner Twitter accounts? We'll discuss that on the other side. We'll take your phone calls, tweets, everything. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds in just a moment.
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. T-L-C. Tender love and care. And I'll take you there. Girl. I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving.
Hour one, continues Out of Bounds. This is becoming quite a circumstantial case here against Brian Colangelo's wife. I got to credit Big Bad Bob on this one. He sends me a tweet at the end of the last segment. Here you go, Dick Tracy, with a link to LibertyBallers.com, the website that we referenced earlier. Here are some tweets. Okay, the suspect here is no longer Brian Colangelo, but his wife, Barbara Bottini.
Barb.
Here's the Twitter account, at Leg Sanity, whose name is Bernard Colangelo, which is just incredible. Here's some of the tweets from yesterday afternoon. It says, Brian Colangelo's wife is Italian, which could explain the weird linguistics of Eric Jr., etc., which I also commented on as I was reading this. Some of the sentences are structured strangely.
She's actually Italian?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, from Italy.
I can't find much about her online, so I'm not sure if she's of Italian descent or is actually from Italy. Then someone responds to the tweet and says, in 7 seconds or less, book, pretty sure I read that she was Italian, like from the country. They met in Milan, were very close with D'Antoni, who was playing there at the time. And then Brian Colangelo's wife, Barbara Bottini, is a big part of the reason Mike D'Antoni works for the Suns, told her husband to keep an eye on Mike. So there we go. Now, Brian's wife, Barbara Bottini, was given an award. This is Lake Sanity again. Was given an award by their son's high school due to her service to the school, which includes helping with the arts boosters, which connects to the Bonhams' name in another account, which is another one of the Twitter accounts. Who nominated her for this? Two people on the follow list for Eric Jr.
Oh, this evidence is becoming very, very obvious here.
So we go back with the Brian Colangelo. He was at a press conference. He couldn't have been tweeting on this. There were several time-stamped tweets that basically give him an alibi. Ben Dietrich, who wrote the initial story in The Ringer, quote tweeted a tweet that said that Colangelo's wife has a phone number ending in 91, almost certainly linking her to three of the burner accounts. Wow. He quote tweets it and then tweets again, and it just says with a lowercase p, which you know, there's always a subliminal message when all the letters are lowercase. You know this. Plot twist. You want to give me that again? Ben Dietrich says plot twist. Colangelo is not in any way, shape, or form commenting on this except to say someone's setting him up, which could be his wife, his Italian wife.
But even if his wife is responsible for these burner accounts, he is somewhat responsible because this happened. And he let someone close to him do this, or not let her do this, of course, but it happened in his organization. It's still going to reflect very poorly on the Sixers.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that.
Now, if he didn't know about it, if he had no idea this was happening, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
If they were working together and he was okay with it, that's different. This is so fascinating. So many angles to this story. Barbara has gone rogue.
She's gone rogue.
Barbara Bottini has just, yeah, she doesn't care.
It's my least favorite kind of pasta, Bottini.
Bottini.
That lends itself to this question, because we know that there are so many personalities for which this could be their falling. Whether them or a relative or someone close to them, this could be the thing that brings them down. If it came out that them or the significant other or whatnot was operating burner Twitter accounts to defend the character or the professional decisions of these front office or coaches or players or whatnot. So we have both made lists of coaches who totally have burner Twitter accounts.
I have a few players on my list, but they're mainly coaches.
Okay. You have a bunch. I want to see if there's any crossover or if I can glean any, and then I'll give a few of mine as well.
I'll start in college football. There are two coaches in my mind that, without a doubt, have at least one burner Twitter account to defend themselves on Twitter and also just to maybe say some crazy things, specifically okay. For one of these. Nick Saban has a burner Twitter account.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Does Terry operate?
Terry probably is the mastermind, I would imagine. But with the flack he takes, if he would just stop with these ridiculous quotes that make no sense, if he would stop complaining in the media, it wouldn't be a problem. But he's defensive in his press conferences, but he just is not a man of many words.
Now,
so he takes to Twitter and his burner accounts to let out his frustration.
I do think it needs to be somebody that doesn't have a large media footprint. So, like, for instance, I put Jim Harbaugh on here, or somebody who's out in front but not saying a whole lot of words. I'm not sure Jim Harbaugh has one of these. Jim Harbaugh's a Looney Tune.
He is a Looney Tune.
A little bit. I don't think he has one of these.
But see, like, Nick Saban has no Twitter. So for him to have a burner account would make sense.
But he also doesn't spend a whole lot of time defending himself, you know? Harbaugh just lets it stand. It's got to be somebody who's not out there defending themselves every day for the criticism that people give them. Because some people are more about defending themselves from criticism. Neither one of Kevin Durant, when he was doing this, super likable, lovable guy. Durant, he's wonderful. LeBron's out in the media. Durant's so quiet. His mom's his MVP. He's a wonderful person. He's operating all these accounts to blast people. Who blast him?
Well, I still think Saban does not, he defends himself, but he's not always doing that. I think he still says, he doesn't say that much in the media. For the most part.
Right.
He's not as outspoken that he could have a burner account.
Right.
I stand by that.
Okay.
So you say Jim Harbaugh.
I say Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. I think Harbaugh's a good one. If ever we could see a burner account tweeting about Michigan football from Rome or wherever Michigan is, if the locations were on, that would really help.
That would
be
great.
We could figure it out.
That'd be great.
I also think Mike Leach probably has a burner Twitter account.
I bet Leach has one.
Because Mike Leach just needs a place to vent, you know? Talk about the latest chipmunk he followed into the woods that day, like he does, we heard in that story.
The problem,
when he walks to work.
The problem is that Leach does a fair amount of just saying whatever he wants openly. So there's no real need to hide it. He could have a verified Twitter account just blast the haters.
I say he does it for fun. He just does it for fun. He's so weird.
Okay, here are a couple of my... I've got some college football coaches, okay? I bet Urban Meyer has one.
Really?
Here's why. Urban Meyer, he got palpitations, little chest pains, right, at Florida. He's at Ohio State now. They've not won a championship in, what, 3 years? And they've fallen behind Alabama and Clemson in the national pecking order, we think. I believe Urban Meyer needs a way to not internalize how much he cares about criticism. And he is also not out there blasting haters at press conferences. He's a little more vague in press conferences. Doesn't do a whole lot of media. Doesn't reveal a whole lot of stuff. Has some of the canned answers, Bill Belichick style. Belichick's another one that probably has them. I'm sure Belichick has one. Unbelievable.
Just taking my names.
Yeah, I'm sure Belichick has one. I think Urban Meyer, for his health, has some burner Twitter accounts to go blast the haters. Don't internalize that. Don't take it with you. Blast them.
It's probably better for Urban Meyer's heart if he just stays off Twitter in general. So maybe he makes a smart decision there.
What else? What else you got?
I'll stick with the coaches. I think Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick has
to let off some steam. He doesn't speak ever, or at least full sentences. Yeah. He never speaks in full sentences.
No.
When addressing the media, and I think he takes to Twitter
12
and probably blast Tom Brady for being a snowflake and all this stuff.
You think so? Were you there? Did you see the game?
He probably disputed people when the fog descended on on Foxborough last NFL season. The Falcons game, right? Wasn't the fog descended?
You think I control the weather?
I think you have people, Bill. You have people that could do that.
No. Can't control the fog.
Okay, I have Bill Belichick, and then I have one more coach, and then three players.
Okay.
This coach, there's no doubt in my mind. This is the one I would take to the bank. 100% this coach has a burner Twitter account, and his name is our dear, dear friend, Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino has a burner Twitter account. There is no doubt in my mind, after all the allegations against Louisville came, that of course he had no idea about.
That threw me off big time.
He had no idea about. When he was being fired, when he was suspended, all that stuff, he created an account and went after the haters and defended the illustrious Rick Pitino in all of his innocence. He did not know what was happening, Kwok. How on earth could he know? How could he know? And Rick Pitino is defending himself on Twitter with his burner account. I am 100% sure of that.
Here are a couple other ones. You know Hugh Freeze did this. You know Hugh Freeze had
Twitter. Hugh Freeze did this and probably quoted scripture.
Did you see the... Oh, that's how you know. That's how you know. At Ole Miss Lover 2016, quoting scripture by day, blasting haters by night.
But here's the thing. Did he have his burner account set up on his burner phone?
It was a phone. No, he's calling strippers from his state-issued phone. So clearly they're all linked. No, Hugh Freeze definitely has one. Did you see the piece on SB Nation about the Ole Miss thing where the guy's talking about how many people lied and how the NCAA is super corrupt and how everyone's wrong, basically? It'll take you like an hour to read it. Oh, it's so good. It's so good looking
back at it. I don't ever want to read anything about Ole Miss football ever again.
I want to see the 30 for 30. I'm so over it. It's SMU.
The 30 for 30 is going to be scandalous. The SEC storied.
The NCAA basically said that they... You need to read the thing on SB Nation. The NCAA basically used Mississippi State players against them and then left them to sink or swim in civil court proceedings based on what they told the NCAA when they offered them immunity from eligibility restrictions or whatnot. I mean, that's crazy. Gottfried's got to have a burner Twitter account. Gottfried. Anybody with all shucks personality that can't be all shucks? Not really Calipari. Calipari is pretty up front. Your boy Godfrey's got to, he's got to have one. I think Ty Lue has one. Ty Lue has one. The guy gets destroyed every day by people like me who believe that LeBron is the actual coach of the team. Tom Thibodeau also has to have one. As much criticism as he has, I'm not even sure the guy's ever spoken without a raspy voice.
Tibbs.
He's got to have one. Here are a couple more of mine, and then I'm going to brainstorm some more of these. David Price, I think, could have one. Because, you know, he always is yelling at the media. Always yelling at him. But I think he can't leave it alone. He's the guy that has to respond to every single criticism of him. James Harden has one. You know James Harden has thebeard.org as his Twitter. And
does James Harden have an actual Twitter? Yes, he does.
Okay. He does.
He has a real Twitter.
And then there's the one... The one spouse in sports that absolutely is defending her husband come hell or high water from all the haters and the people who don't understand is Patrick Reed's wife. She totally has multiple burners defending him from being the most hated athlete in America. When he wears the green jacket of Chick-fil-A and people are ripping him, this guy's wife is the busiest spouse in all sports, not on the range, on social media, clapping back at the Reed haters.
Justine.
Justine Reed has a million burner accounts.
That's well done.
You know, she is the busiest spouse in all sports.
There's no doubt Justine Reed has multiple burner accounts. Maybe a burner Instagram. Maybe a burner Instagram, a burner Facebook. I think she could have it all.
My gosh.
I also think Tiger Woods might have a burner account.
You think Tiger might have one?
I think Tiger might.
Tiger's not really all that social media savvy. Maybe he came up pre-social media.
If all this was happening during the Twitter age, all of his scandal, maybe so.
What about Lane Kiffin? We get a bunch of Lane Kiffin on the Health Air text line right now.
Lane is so outspoken. Why does he need a burner? Maybe he probably, you know what he does on his burner? He trashes Nick Saban all the time. That's what he does on his burner account.
Go Owls.
He trashes Nick Saban constantly. The account is Nick Saban Hater. That's what it is.
What about Petrino? Do we think Petrino has one? Petrino's the guy that's like, I don't even know how to type on a phone. What is this phone? I'm just a football coach. But by night, he's over there with a laptop. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's got five different tweet decks just going at it. Going at people.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more athlete. And I hate to do this because I know it's going to bring up a whole can of worms. And this guy gets so much hate, but that's why. Grayson Allen has a burner.
You think Grayson Allen's got burners?
I think so.
He does have struggles verbally clapping back at the haters.
To try to defend himself. He has to have one.
More on burner Twitter accounts. We'll go to the phones as well when we return. 654-ROAR is the number.
There are also a few people here at the station that I believe have burner accounts.
Yes.
We'll get into that.
We need to get into that because that can get a little juicy. Short break. We'll come back. Hour one continues in a moment.
The Kelly Gramlich Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Andrew Cox, former All-ACC Clemson baseball player, will join me to talk postseason baseball, sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes. The Kelly Gramlich Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you're looking for a truly unique gift idea for yourself or a friend, step inside Purple Haze. With locations in Clemson and Anderson, that's where I got my nose pierced, and so can you. After all, you're a leader, not a follower. So take advantage of the jewelry, posters, glassware, and more, like the huge drop in prices on a lot of their select inventory. Do like I did and get your nose pierced at Purple Haze. Truly unique and waiting for you. Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson.
You've come to trust the quality of product at Engineered Sleep, not just mattress shopping, an experience. If you've never slept on memory foam, you don't know what you're missing. It's a rest like you've never known. And now, as a loyal listener to 105.5 The Roar, you can save 75% off with their Engineered Sleep Topper Special. It's a 2-inch titanium-infused memory foam topper for just $40. This memory foam topper is designed to help you sleep cool on those hot upstate nights. And you can have one for just $40, available in full and twin size. It's a super affordable way for you to upgrade your quality of rest. And because it's engineered sleep, you know that you're getting great quality and an unbelievably low price. To get your 2-inch titanium-infused topper for 75% off, just $40 for twin or full, log on to engineeredsleep.com and click the link at the top of the page. Only available at engineeredsleep.com.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer's details.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boy with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Shop Lowe's and save big on updates you can make throughout your home. Refresh your walls with new color with stain-resistant paint that makes cleanup a snap, starting at $26.98. Craving new appliances? Get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no broke.
Hour one continues. Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in a Priority One Security Studios this hour, brought to you in part by our friends at First Team Sports. If you ain't first, you last.
Kanye has burners.
Yeah.
Kanye has burner accounts.
Oh, yeah. His burners have burners. I've got a few players and coaches that I haven't, that we haven't discussed yet, that I think are probably on this list. Not Justine Reed's my number one. She's my number one.
No doubt.
People are asking how many burner accounts I have. Do you see my Twitter account? I do a good amount of nonsense on my own Twitter account. I don't need burners.
Speaking of that, in my humble opinion, there are two WCCP employees that would be most likely to have burner accounts, in my mind, Quack.
Okay.
And you are not one of them because, like I said, you're so transparent with your own account, but also I see your computer pretty much every day and I know you don't have one.
And also, I'm afraid. I'm just a scared person in general. That's a hard thing to admit on the radio, but I am. I'm a scared person. I get easily frightened by things and I am a scaredy cat. I'm a rule follower. And I got pulled over the other day in Clemson for not having a seatbelt on.
Did you really?
I did, but it was kind of dumb because I was pulling out of a gas station and putting the seatbelt on simultaneously. So technically, I was in the road.
Did you cry yourself out of it?
No, I just said, "Yeah, I did it. Sorry." Like I'm a rule follower. I'm not gonna try to act like I didn't break the rules.
Take me to jail.
That's what I said. I was like, I mean, I'm not gonna act like I didn't do it. I did, but this is why I did. You know. So I'm afraid. I'm afraid of, I'm a people pleaser. I'm afraid of not getting the affirmation from others and whatnot. It's one of my vices. So I would never have burner accounts because of this, because this story is what happens. When you have fake accounts set up to defend yourself or those close to you, and then it comes out that it was, that you tried to act like it wasn't you, but it was you all along, and people destroy you. It destroys your reputation and careers. So that's why I don't have them.
I'm glad to hear you don't.
Yeah, and sorry, because these WCCP personalities totally do. And so, with their specific instances, totally take back everything I said about it.
I, of course, do not have a burner account either. Officially, the OOB statement is that we do not have burner accounts.
That's the official statement.
Our official statement.
Yeah.
Please respect our privacy at this time. the two people at WCCP that do have a burner account. Number one, obvious, Zach Orr. It is obvious that Zacharias Orr has a burner account of some kind in which he hates on Red Sox fans like myself, in which he goes at Gamecocks, I would imagine, or just any of the other teams that he does not like. Whoever the New Jersey Devils rival is, I would imagine Zach hates them and comes at them on Twitter.
Yes.
Zach Orr has a burner account. And then for someone who is so active on Twitter, I still think Ben Milstead has found a way somewhere down the line to have a burner account and use it in some form or fashion. Not quite sure exactly how, because he is also very active on Twitter.
Right.
But I could see Ben Milstead with a little burner. So those are my two. Those are my two from WCCP.
You think so? You think both those guys have?
But you can also follow their real accounts, at Ben Milstead, at Mr. Orr 24. Give them some follows.
You don't think Zach does enough defending his honor on his Twitter
On his
account?
Real account?
On his real account.
Yeah.
I love when Zach comes at the haters. When I wake up in the morning, that gets me out of bed. Zach coming at the haters with kindness. It's
You're
like,
right.
It's the
Zach,
cloak and dagger kindness.
Zach definitely comes at the haters on his own account. I get that. I don't know. That was just my hunch, Quack. I could be wrong. I don't know. It is just my theory.
Here are some others that I've come up with. Ben Milstead said yesterday, Mark Cuban. I think Mark Cuban's an excellent one.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Cuban will clap back at people, you know he does it just for the fun of it. He'll just do it just because. Just because he needs something to do. That's what he's doing.
He's just a bored billionaire.
just bored. Boring existence. How about Greg Popovich?
Pop is already so outspoken.
But here's the thing. He's very self-assured. Publicly, he is very much I would say there's an arrogance about him, about his way of doing things that he is very proud of. And he doesn't really spend a lot of time publicly, sort of in front of the cameras, defending himself. He just sort of clowns whoever it is. So if he actually wanted to defend himself, he couldn't just start doing it now. People would be like, oh, he's losing his touch. So he would have to have a burner account. I think there's a strong likelihood that he has one. Or has had one in the past.
Well, it was full of anti-Kawhi rhetoric this winter, if he does have a burner account.
Correct. What about Marvin Lewis for the Bengals. That guy, I think he knows how to tweet nice stuff about himself to the front office in the Bengals. I've been trying to figure out for years why he's still employed by the Bengals, why he still has a job, because he hasn't gotten anywhere. It has to be. He has to have a burner. He's got to. There's no question. I also think Andy Dalton has one, because people come at him with hateful things. What about other quarterbacks? What about Cam Newton? You think Cam Newton has burners?
Maybe so.
Because he's very happy-go-lucky, a little bit like Kevin Durant. He's a polarizing guy, but he's very happy publicly.
I would imagine maybe not a burner necessarily, but Cam Newton's son, Chosen, already has a Twitter and or Instagram and has millions of followers. So maybe he uses that in some way.
People are saying Kelly Bryant. You think Kelly Bryant has burners?
I thought that, but I didn't want to say it.
Multiple people have
said it. Well, just a way to defend himself because, you know, there's been a lot of Trevor Lawrence love on Twitter.
That's true.
He could defend himself.
What about Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, yeah.
Carmelo, you think he has
Mello
one?
Mello for sure.
If he didn't have one before this year, he does now. Because that guy's a chump. He's not even good at stuff anymore.
Did you see
someone?
He
needs defense.
Someone said, they put out an Instagram post or something that said, who would have thought that Kyle Korver would be a better draft pick than Mello? Because they came out in the same draft.
Yikes.
Mello responded to it from his real account. So maybe he does have a burner, or he just responds from his real account.
I think it's going to take something like that, where the guy's so bad. In fact, a joke I thought of just now, just bear with me on this one, but Carmelo Anthony would have a burner account, but he's really bad at defense, so he couldn't really defend himself. You see what I did on that one? You see what I did? Yeah.
I see what you did.
Yeah. He's just not good enough at defense to run a burner account. Miguel Cabrera is another one. Miguel Cabrera came out with some comments where he was like, I'm not playing if people are going to criticize you when you play hurt, so I'm not doing it. And it was weird. It was out of nowhere. He just blasted fans at random because they criticized him for playing hurt. So I think Cabrera has one. He's very quiet. And also, it was irrational how big time he came out and just blasted the fans when the fans in Detroit treat him great. They tweet him great. They treat him great. Bryce Harper is one that's been thrown
out. The one
out.
We're forgetting that we both agree with, but we've had so many texts on this. Dave Doran has to have a burner account.
He can't, though.
Why
He's
not?
He's allergic to technology. No laptops.
He can use it on his phone. On his phone or his tablet. Dave Doran has a burner account. I'm with the texters.
Goodness gracious. This has got to be. This is just the weirdest thing.
This is the best text of the day, though.
Okay.
And follow along with me, all right? Listen closely. From the 864. Plot twist. Zach's burner accounts are the hater accounts. He uses them so that he can kill them with kindness. It's not a conspiracy theory. Just connect the dots.
Ooh, I like it. What about Peyton Manning? You think Peyton Manning has one? Who's more likely to have burners, Peyton Manning or Zach Orr?
Well, probably Peyton Manning because he doesn't have a Twitter, right? Peyton Manning is so off the grid to me. He doesn't do technology. He just does commercials. That's all I see him on. I don't think Peyton Manning would even know how to make a burner Twitter account. I just see Peyton Manning as such an old dude. Peyton Manning doesn't know how to do that.
No. He's over there just making pizzas. The QCT on Twitter says, I am a burner account. We've also had texts calling the Oculus a burner account and Taj Boy's helmet a burner account. So they've been called out as potential burners.
Them. We're big fans
of them. We do like them, but they might also be burners. They can be good and bad burners. They can be good and bad ones. I just want to know who the number one person with a burner account on our list is, and I'm not sure that Justine Reed's been beaten. By any suggestion from the text line or anyone on either one of our lists?
Patrick Reed's wife. That's the Justine best one you brought today, Clark. She definitely Justine has Reed. A burner account. And I think I'm going to stand by Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino's
got to have one. He's got to have one. And in fact, he would come up with a lengthy statement with a totally straight face of total asinine commentary defending him from having a burner. If you said, this was, you literally, your name is Pitchard Rettino. It's literally your name with the letters mixed up. and it has your phone number and email. He would come out with a well-crafted statement defending himself from having ever opened up a Twitter account of any kind. "I have an alibi from all interactions with Twitter ever," said Rick Pitino, who still wants to get about $6 trillion from Louisville, who just totally ripped the rug out from under him for no reason.
This is fascinating from the text line 864. Ernie Johnson. I have never ever heard Ernie Johnson say anything negative about anybody.
Come on. But he would totally be the one. Anyone that you're like, no way.
But you know he gets tired of dealing with Shaq and Chuck the time.
How many of the tweets that they put on screen are from Ernie Johnson's burners? When they tweet crazy stuff about the show? How many of those things did EJ tweet during the break?
That's a great text, because it's always the ones you never suspect. No one suspected Barbara, what is her last name? Bonito?
Bonito? Barbara Bonito?
That sounds in Italian, right?
That's a Spanish word.
Those countries are close to each other.
Somebody reach out to Barbara Bonito's burners. See if she's doing okay today. See if she can get somebody to respond. Oh, boy. Hour one is in the books. We're going to try to restore order with Brian Edwards. Hour